Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We have a celebrity death.
Stand yes.
By. I'll play it for you. Do you want to know who it is? I'll tell you.
Coco Beware.
No. It is a wrestler.
Papa Shango.
China. 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 China.
Let Donald Trump tell everybody.
China.
China. China is dead.
Oh, you go over to China.
China. China. China. China. China. China. China. China. You take China.
China.
China. I love them. China. 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 I have to have my China. 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 Because China. 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 Now. China. China. You know.
Who?
China.
I know China very well. China. 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 China.
China. China. China.
China.
That's where I'm from.
It's China to me. China. China, 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 China.
Anyway, you get the point. China is dead. Can you believe that?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, you know, it's still kind of sad a little bit. I mean, just to think that she's probably so messed up on drugs and where her head is. And I wonder how in the world X-Pac is still alive and China is dead. Because X-Pac has been through a lot of stuff, too, but he managed to pull himself out of it.
Right.
And China... It just was on a downward spiral. That's to show you that she has no friends. There's nobody in her life saying, you can't do this. You got to stop doing that.
Yeah, I would say the most shocking part of this is that it happened this late in the game.
Yeah.
I would have figured that it was earlier. For real. I mean, I'm not even joking around. Like, I'm surprised that it lasted this long.
How many pornos did China make?
I believe 6.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, so they weren't just the ones with X-Pac. She started... I remember...
That was a celebrity sex tape that was leaked.
From 2004 to 2013, she did porno.
Yeah.
She actually did work for Vivid and did pornos.
Because I just went through, I Google image China porno. There's a lot of scenes. I know there was Backdoor to China. Then there was the one where she was dressed like the Incredible Hulk. And then I've seen a bunch of her with two guys. And I've seen a bunch of her with guys that finish in a certain area. Like, she's got... She's got a lot of,
Like, number 4 for her, like, in the Google image under China porno is just a dude.
Yeah, I know, with a weed.
Yeah,
I saw that, too.
Oh, but now I'm seeing the other photos that are very graphic, and she's involved with more than one man at one time.
That's the thing. She gangbanged China. Wow. She backdoored China. She did a whole bunch of things to China. And that's a sign. Celebrity sex tape is one-on-one. And you get to see the celebrity naked, and everybody goes, ooh, look at her butt, you know, blah, 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 like Kim Kardashian, and then you turn it into a $1 billion empire.
So
she just was on a downward spiral to meth town.
In 2004, she had one night in China. In 2009.
That was the X-Pac one.
Right. In 2009, she had another night in China. 2011 was Backdoor to China. 2012 was China is the Queen of the Ring.
Ooh.
2012, Avengers XXX, a porn parody. And then 2013, She-Hulk XXX, a porn parody,
so she
where she played She-Hulk in both.
And
of those.
In 2016,
you go over to China.
I can hear him say that. All
she
day.
Won some awards too. In 2006, she won an AVN award for
Most Like a Man,
best-selling title of the year for One Night in China. And then in 2012, she won an AVN for best celebrity sex tape.
Get it,
Backdoor to China.
Do you know her Playboy was the largest-selling Playboy
was
of all
really?
Time? Yeah, because
really?
Everybody looked to see if she had a penis.
I thought Sable's would be more like when Sable went on there. I remember that.
But Sable is always kind of naked.
Yeah.
China was, everybody thought she had to have a crank.
Well, that was the thing. When I first saw the X-Pac tape, I go, does she have a penis? Because it was very...
From the steroids, her clitoris was so enlarged that it looked like she had a small penis.
It sounds like they were turning into... I know it sounds weird, but like she was in the Avengers porno movie, and then she did She-Hulk. It sounds like they were going to make her like a... a porn superhero superstar. Yeah. It's sad to see her go now.
Yeah, I honestly do think it's sad, and we'll play a little bit later on when the times where she's been on this show and it's never been good.
No,
it always ended bad.
So there is a conflicting age where some are saying 46, some are saying 45.
Yeah,
according to her Wikipedia, she was 45.
Yeah, according to everything I've seen today, it says 46. So, you know, she may
we'll
have been about
that
to
out.
Turn.
But then also. Do we want to say who got the points?
Yes, I would like to. I don't know who has points for that.
I do.
You do?
Yes, I had China.
Oh, my nice. God. China. I'm never paying now.
So
she was a guest on the show.
So that's 25 extra points.
She most likely OD'd, which you'll get. Let's just assume.
Overdose is an extra 50 points.
Right.
Drug paraphernalia in the room where she died, which they said there was medication, all kind of stuff. That's an extra 25.
Oh.
So we're looking at right now between if she was 45, that's plus that 80, so 130. No, wait, no. There's more. So it's 50 because she was a guest, 25 and 25 for drug paraphernalia, or 50 because of overdose. So that's 100 points plus her age. So that's 55, so 155 points.
Wow.
I would get for that.
That's pretty good for a 45-year-old.
Yeah.
We're sure she's dead. We're sure she's dead, right?
Oh, yeah, she's CNN. Dead as dead can be.
Yeah, CNN China. Reported.
They're emptying her body of all its fluids as we speak.
God. I saw her Twitter feed was retweeting things and tweeting things overnight, so I guess there's a guy that runs it. And I remember dealing with one dude, because I'd booked her multiple times on this show and other radio shows, and it was always the one dude that I was dealing with, which I always wondered, was that like her brother? Is it a guy she's banging? But it was always...
Oh, I don't know. We just called her directly, and it never worked out well for her.
Really?
We just had her cell phone, and we used to just call her all the time.
Oh, I always had to go through like this manager, but it wasn't a manager. It was a very weird...
It's always some fat wrestling nerd that's like sends her emails and goes, I'll run everything for free. Yeah. I don't even want any money. I just want to be your friend.
What pissed me off about her death was that last night, Stephanie McMahon came out and tweeted that she was a pioneer in wrestling and all this stuff, but... They didn't put her in the WWE Hall of Fame, and the reason why they didn't is because Triple H used to bang China.
No, I don't think so. But here's the deal: because she left on horrible terms, and she was a downward, crazy spiral of drugs and porn, and you don't want to introduce that back into your company, at least not now. I mean, look at Tammy. Tammy was Sunny. They let her do her thing and get better and go to rehab, and then they put her in the Hall of Fame, and then she spiraled out of control again. She's back doing porn. Now she's in the hospital. So I don't think that they want to associate themselves with her while she's in that situation, and I think that's smart.
I've always read that it was always jealousy between Stephanie, and Stephanie was always jealous. I'm just saying, this is what I read on my
Stephanie
pro wrestling
reports. Stephanie and China were friends, and they were friends all the way up until she left, so that has nothing to do with it. Yeah.
Okay.
Telling you. I mean, it's probably an uncomfortable situation that the guy who runs the company, who's married to the owner's daughter,
is
going to bring his ex-girlfriend back to go up there on stage and spend time with her and call her and negotiate with her and all that stuff. It's probably awkward, but I don't think that was stopping her from getting in. Had she been clean and had she been... I mean, I guarantee you that if she would have took a couple of years off, cleaned her stuff up, got back into shape, went on the independent circuit for a little while, they would have brought her back.
Yeah.
You know, they don't care. It's all about the business for them.
She didn't look like... It's sad.
Oh, she was fat, unsteroid China.
Yeah, that's when you look at the photos of her in the porno, it just looks like every... freshman girl in college who puts on 15 pounds. Like
25
just
pounds. She looks like if Ralphie's wife had lost control. She did. They got like the same baby face.
Yeah.
And she looks like if Ralphie's wife had an older brother who decided to become a woman
and then
quit halfway through the process. That's what China looked like.
But China also has that, whether it's from testosterone or whatever it is, where they have that kind of giant face where it starts growing out.
She has
and
a big
stuff.
Forehead, too.
Yeah, you see that a lot in bodybuilders where, you know, you're taking those steroids and it's affecting every part of your body. It's not just affecting just your muscles in your arms or legs, whatever. You know, that's why a lot of times you'll see them with the abs, but they're all pushed out abs because their organs are growing.
Whoa. Right. That's why my abs don't push out. Yes. I'm not on steroids. That's it. And my organs are well hidden.
Good job.
Behind my abs.
She had a giant face.
Yeah, she really did have a giant face.
Do you think X-Pac's sad? Do you think
I was just going to say that. I bet you he's very sad.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
Do you think
sure.
he was still in love? Like, for me, knowing like an ex is having, if they were to go into porn, would be sad. Like, I'd be like, oh, man. But then to see it, like, gangbangs, that would bother me beyond.
I bet he was over that, but I think that I mean he probably thought it was sad for her because although he still has issues, he's way over his addiction more than she was, and I think he sees that and is sad for that. And I also think that today he's sad because they were friends, and you know, before she went crazy and accused him of rape and all these things, they were friends, and I think he will be probably very sad today. But that won't stop us from trying to call him.
Don't think
we won't.
I checked the first thing when I saw the news that she had died. The first thing I did, because he is very active on Twitter, was to go and check Twitter, but he has been off Twitter for 2 days.
Yeah.
So unless something has changed between now and
4:30. He's probably sleeping. He's probably been sleeping for 2 days.
Yeah.
He goes off the grid, man. I got, you know how you get those emails that say, and I've been getting a lot lately, "Dear beloved, I have a business proposal for you. I need $4,000 and I will pay you $4 million from a king in Europe."
Sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds like a great deal.
Solid.
I look at them all because I'm hoping they have phone numbers so we can call them on the show. And they're always like, "If you're interested in this $40 million, please email me back."
That's how you know you're poor, when you don't even get those emails. Like, yeah. I don't even get those. They know that I don't even have $4,000 to give them.
Well, I got one from X-Pac one time from email, and it said, "Hey, I need your help right away. Please, I need you to wire me some money. Contact me right away." And I went, "Oh God, this could be real."
Yeah. Right.
So I tried to call him. I couldn't get a hold of him. I called his mother. I couldn't
He's
get a hold of her.
He's wrestling over in Bulgaria or
something. That's what it said. It was in like some crazy country. And I finally called me back, and he's like, "Hey bro, what's up?" And I go, "You okay?" "I'm great." And I go, "You're not in Bulgaria? You need to get out of jail?" He started laughing. I go, "So it was a virus that attached itself to people in my contacts, and it just happened to pick the one guy where I'd go, maybe he doesn't need the money."
Yeah.
All right, we've got some stuff to give away here.
Real quick, I'd like to point out that I was home yesterday sick. I was not in California.
No.
I had nothing to
Are
do
you
with
sure?
this.
You killed her for the points.
I had nothing
oh
to do.
Oh, my God. Sure. Why would you bring that up?
Check
Don't you watch
channels.
The first 48? You shouldn't put thoughts in our mind.
You can check my phone. I was... It's at my house.
The one day that you take off, she dies, and you get 155 points.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now you're back at work today, healthy as ever.
So 262 points I'm at.
You don't
right
look
God
sick
damn.
To me, buddy.
Yeah.
Now I'm not paying. I mean, I'm paying you, but I'm not playing the game. There's no way I'm going to win.
It doesn't matter either way. Like, you're still putting in the money.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So why not just put it in? It doesn't matter. I know you're going to pay me, but you might as well. You may have a chance. You may have all of a sudden a plane goes down and it has Dom DeLuise and eight other people. You know, he's already dead. But you know what I'm saying?
Like, if the plane that I have crashes into a school bus full of the rest of the people on my list, like say they were like coming here to kill me and they all got on the bus, how dare you pick us for the death pool, Mike Calta? Let's all get in Rob's tiny school bus and drive over to the radio station and kill you. And then one guy crashes his plane into that school bus.
Right.
I can beat you.
You never know.
I can beat you. If they
DMX,
did some drugs.
DMX, Hulk Hogan, Ace Frehley, Axl Rose, Billy Graham, and Bob Newhart may be hanging out with Charlotte Ray. And they just go crazy and kill each other.
You have quite a mountain to climb if you want to get back in the race. Galvin is 261. Carmen is in second with 141. I'm in third with 85. Tony is in fourth with 70. You're in fifth with -79, and Spanish is in last with -100 points.
Now I pay and I get into the positives, right?
No, you're still at -79.
So I have to kill everybody in order to get the. So I need 79 points just to get to even.
Right.
Stupid death.
Well, I know you'll pay.
I'm going to pay.
I don't know that this guy over
Spanish
here.
Spanish will pay.
You think so?
Hands up.
Yeah, he's saving money on clothes, clearly. what shirt is that? Like, who buys that?
It
looks like a uniform shirt. What does your mom want you to be? On a exterminator crew?
I think she was in a...
You're a patch away from working for Truly Nolan.
Yeah, she's in like a Claiborne or something, and she got me this and then another blue shirt that I wore yesterday.
You look like if I was staying in a resort and I need somebody to change a light in the room.
Yes.
You
look like a maintenance guy. Yeah.
No, not
That's
even
exactly
a, not even a
bartender,
bartender. Not even a bartender or a waiter or anything. You're coming to change the light.
Yeah.
And while you're at it, could you bring some more soap?
And some bath towels.
Yeah. That's what you look towels. Like. Are you high?
No.
Are you drunk?
No.
Are you tired?
Yeah.
Did you go out last night?
No.
Where'd you go?
I just feel sick. I didn't go anywhere.
Your eyes are at half mast.
I feel terrible today.
Well, I wonder why.
Probably because of the sickness.
Don't point at me like I gave it to you. You were sick first.
I was, but now I feel worse. So I don't
coughing
think
on
I
my
had
pillow
what
probably
you had.
Too.
No, because I never had the coughs. I just had like a head cold. No.
This is the interview that I wanted to play with China. This is the one. So I believe this is the one where it's only about 4 minutes long, where China went on, I think it was on Howard Stern or on Opie and Anthony or one of those shows, and she accused X-Pac of raping her.
Right.
Which made X-Pac cry because he was raped as a child. He was molested. And he is so outspoken against that. And to be accused of that, it made him feel terrible. And he, of course, said there's no truth to it. To which she had been known to do this before. In her book, she claimed that she was gang raped by the University of Tampa basketball team, to which she later confessed to X-Pac that she didn't. She actually just gang banged them, but she felt so guilty about it the next day that she lied and made up the story and said that they took advantage of her she felt guilty about it.
Did any of those kids get in trouble?
No, okay, I think good. She just accused them of it and said it. So X-Pac is probably sad today, but we took up for his honor and we defended him against China when we got her on the show.
China, welcome to the show. How are you, Punkin?
Well, hi, very well, thank you.
Backdoor to China, the I guess it's a full-on porno tape now, right?
Yes, it's a full-on vivid title.
What made you do this? I know that you had a previous porno tape out available, correct?
No.
What's that?
That was like a violation of something that was done to me, you know, not by me, and I said, okay, I'm going to give him a real porn. Let's knock this out. Let's get rid of this violation or whatever that was supposed to be.
Now, when you say violation, you mean what? That it was a stolen tape?
Yes.
All right. So now, when is this available?
Vivid was a choice.
Right.
Vivid, I was in control from beginning to end. Vivid was beautiful and sexy and, you know, physically allowed me to explore some sexuality and a sexy, safe environment. That's the porn tape that I would like to do.
Yeah,
you know, that I wanted to do.
I have to ask you about recent comments that you made on the Howard Stern show.
Sure.
Big fan of Howard.
Go back to that, huh?
Well, I have to.
You really want to go back to that?
I have to because I think that I think you flat out
actually
made some.
I hope this is going to be good for sales for them because I can tell them where to put it.
Well, I think you made some comments in there that are now being contested. You claim that your ex-boyfriend, X-Pac, had raped you.
Contesting them.
What's that?
It's contesting.
X-Pac, I believe, is coming out and saying that you... Well, I mean, that's why I'm coming to you and asking you, were you or were you not raped by X-Pac?
Yes. Like,
you were?
Yes.
Would you be willing to take a polygraph test with him to find out
really,
which one of you...
You have China, the ninth wonder of the world... A woman who has forged the path in professional wrestling, a multi-billion dollar company, a number one New York Times best-selling author, number one Playboy of all time.
People only bought your Playboy because they wanted to see your penis.
Crazy. I'm with a top company everywhere, and you want to talk about that?
Well, you made the tape with X-Pac. You lied and said it was stolen. All of it's been documented. You were paid double what X-Pac was paid for it. You can't deal with the facts. You can go on Howard Stern's show. You can accuse Sean of rape. But when you're asked about it, you will not.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it was done to me. So
then answer the question. And were you gang raped by the University of Tampa basketball team, to which when you were high one night, cried to X-Pac and told him that you made it up because you're a goddamn lying whore?
You're a piece of shit.
Me, I'm the piece of shit. I'm not the one on a radio show talking about how somebody raped me. I'm not the one who got in my book and accused a basketball team of raping me, both of which are untrue. How dare you?
There it goes. She hung
are
up.
Are you serious? Now you hang up?
She hung up.
You son, I got you. Look, that further proves what a goddamn lying skank whore you are. Look what you've become. Look what you've become, you man beast. You have now degraded to being a disgusting $1,000-a-day porn star.
She went from a freak show in wrestling to a freak show in porn now.
Oh, good. I can't wait till you're down doing Bang Brothers videos in the back of a bus somewhere. And I can't wait till you're in Brazil and guys are tapping her on your forehead, you skanky whore.
She is going on my death pool list next year. She will be dead next year.
Oh, that's you wished it upon her.
I didn't wish it upon her. It's just foresight.
I listened to that and I don't feel bad now because she did say that and she didn't hang up.
She was a bad person.
She was definitely a bad person. Probably in a bad spot, but you can't accuse somebody of rape, certainly when it's not true, on a national platform like that and disgrace them when it's not true and you know it's not true. And that's why she hung up. So, and Sean's been a good friend of ours, and not too many people will stand up for him like that. But I know for sure. I knew about that tape before that tape came out. Yeah. Everybody knew. Anybody that was in wrestling a little bit knew that they were trying to put together wrestling pornos for the longest time. The original one was supposed to be Tammy and Chris Candido, and then they backed out at the last minute. And then China and X-Pac did it, and then Chris Candido, I think he died, didn't he die? And now Tammy's in the hospital, and oh, it's just a mess. Those wrestlers are a mess. Well, there you go. If you're just waking up, China dead at the age of 45 or 46. There's some sort of controversy over that in what is most likely to be an overdose, which, yes, to answer your question, does mean that somebody is getting points. A total of 155 points goes to the King of Death, Galvin, who had China on the list. Did you have her originally?
Yeah, I've had her for the past. Yeah, I had her like my first.
Yeah, there are some perennials that fall off.
Right.
Because they start doing better or they're not worth that many points. So I would never have thought China. She was so out of the news for a little while that she'd be a good pick.
Yeah, but I just had a feeling, you know, she's for the past few years has been pretty rough.
Yeah, well, she disappeared from the public eye, so. Yeah. But she didn't disappear from the porn.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.